Are there different Nicene creeds? That might sound like an odd question. I mean, a lot of people would just say, well, hey, the Nicene Creed is just the Nicene Creed. What are you talking about? Different Nicene creeds? So, I think actually a lot of people may not be aware that there are differences with various Nicene creeds that are held to by different communities, and differences beyond what probably the majority of people are aware of, and that is the filioque. A lot of people may not be aware that there are other differences in the Nicene Creed, not just the filioque. And I want to talk about this from an historical perspective to just simply inform people about some of the differences here. And the reason why this came up is because somebody actually just sent me a video and wanted me to weigh in on the question. And let me go ahead and share my screen and show it to you. It's a discussion. I don't know who the guy is who's having this conversation with God Logic. So I know who God Logic is. I don't know who this other guy is, what his theological commitments are. I don't know if he's even a Christian or not. I don't know who he is. No idea. But he's having a conversation with God Logic, and the question of the Nicene Creed comes up, and then the question of maybe different versions of it is raised. And I wanted to just kind of weigh in on that question from a historical perspective. But let me just go ahead and show you that clip that was sent to me.
You, I believe, would subscribe to the Nicene Creed, right?
Sure.
Okay, which one?
Which one are you talking about?
No, like which interpretation? Sorry?
When you said, "Do I subscribe to the that I would subscribe to the Nicene Creed," you
Yeah.
obviously had one in mind, right? The
Well, most people don't know there's two.
Okay, so the one specifically about Jesus being having one substance with the Father?
Okay. So that would be, you're saying the Western Empire's creed.
Begotten, not made.
Yeah. You're familiar there's two there when Rome was in the Eastern and Western Empire, they had two variations of the Nicene Creed at the same
Okay.
time.
So it sounds to me like he's alluding to the differences between Catholic recitations of the Nicene Creed and Eastern Orthodox recitations. And that difference would be the clause filioque and the Son in Latin, which refers to a dogma held to by the Catholic Church but rejected by the Eastern Orthodox churches. Some Orthodox may hold to it as a theological opinion. Other Eastern Orthodox would say it's heretical, but it's not recited in Eastern Orthodox churches of the Nicene Creed, whereas it is in the Catholic recitation of the Nicene Creed, because this was a clause that was added in the Western churches over a period of time in the first millennium, whereas it was not added in the case of the Eastern Orthodox. Now, I've discussed the filioque at length in my book, Answering Orthodoxy, so I speak a lot about it there from a historical and also a theological perspective. But here I just want to limit myself to the conversation about different creeds historically. And there, the person, well, I guess God Logic asked which one, which Nicene Creed, and the person said that there's two. And he's referencing the filioque. Now, if the filioque clause means that there's now two versions of the Nicene Creed, you might be surprised to find out there's actually then four different Nicene Creeds. So, at best, people are aware often of two different versions, one with the filioque clause, one without it. But there are other differences as well, and a lot of people, for some reason, I guess, miss this, overlook it. I don't know what's going on there. But let's maybe just start with the fact that, first of all, the Nicene Creed from the Council of Nicaea, the original Nicene Creed, is not what is recited by anyone today when they recite the Nicene Creed. What most people are reciting today when they recite the Nicene Creed is what's called the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. That is a creed made in the year 381, which did not become authoritative in the Catholic or Orthodox churches as far as recitation, until the fourth ecumenical council. If you actually look at the third ecumenical council, Ephesus, in 431, they're still referring and reciting the original Nicene Creed, even though they're after 381, even though they're after the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. It still had not been digested and received by all the churches liturgically. That wasn't done until the Council of Chalcedon. And at that time, they did not have the Filioque Clause. The introduction of the Filioque Clause into Western Catholic churches was something that took place after Chalcedon over a period of a number of centuries. But again, a lot of people may not realize the original Nicene Creed is substantially different than the Nicene Creed that people recite today, the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. Let me actually show you the original Nicene Creed from the Council of Nicaea. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. And let me go to the original one. It says, "We believe in one God." Notice, by the way, it's "we" instead of "I." "The Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate and suffered and was buried. And on the third day rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end, and in the Holy Spirit." Now you're noticing a pretty substantial difference. Where's the rest of it? "And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life," right? Where's all that? They didn't have it in the original Nicene Creed. The original Nicene Creed does not explicitly affirm the deity of the Holy Spirit. That wasn't addressed until Constantinople I, in the year 381. There's some debate on whether or not all of the fathers at the Council of Nicaea would have maintained the divinity of the Holy Spirit as being consubstantial with the Father. Since the divinity of the Son was in dispute, it was too much to ask for them to comment on the question of the Holy Spirit. They just tackled the question of the Son, and they kind of punted on the question of the Holy Spirit for the next council. The next council then affirms that the Holy Spirit is consubstantial with the Father. But you'll notice that huge section in the rest of what is recited today as the Nicene Creed is not there in the original creed. Instead, they have something else completely different that is in no Nicene Creed today. But as for those who say there was a time when he was not, and before being born he was not, and that he came into existence out of nothing, or who assert that the Son of God is from a different hypostasis or substance, or is created, or is subject to alteration or change, these the Catholic Church anathematizes. So no church today recites that. Although I think there actually might be some cases where some of the Oriental Orthodox recite the original OG Nicene Creed. Don't quote me on that. 99.9% of Nicene Trinitarian communities do not recite the original one. They're reciting, again, Constantinople I. So, okay, if the distinction between the creed with and without the Filioque means there's two different Nicene creeds, now you have actually three. Because now you have something very, very different when you look at the original. The first half is the same. The rest of it is substantially different. But there's more to that. There's another point that I don't think anybody has noticed. I've never seen anybody notice this other than myself. I've mentioned it here on the show, but I've never seen anyone else notice this. And I've noticed it because, you know, many of you know my story. Converted to Catholicism in 2012, spent some time in Eastern Orthodoxy in 2017 to 2019, and then returned to communion with Rome. And so recited the creed in, you know, Catholic churches, and then in Orthodox churches, and then back to the Catholic Church. And I noticed that there was another difference in the recitation of the creed, not just the filioque. Not just the filioque. Take a look at this. Let me share my screen again. Okay, so you should be able to see it. Here's from the USCCB, the Nicene Creed, recited in all Latin Rite masses. If you go, by the way, to an Eastern Catholic church, they're probably not going to recite the filioque. That's why I say Latin Rite Catholic churches. In the Latin Rite, it says, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. God from God. But then if you go to Eastern Orthodox churches in their recitation, it does not have the phrase God from God. And in the one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. It does not have the phrase God from God. And if you recall, in the original Nicene Creed, it also does not have God from God in there. So there are differences that is beyond just the filioque, and even beyond the original Nicene Creed versus the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. There's also the phrase God from God that is absent from some and then added in others. Now you might say, well, that doesn't significantly change the doctrine. It actually, it's still the same doctrine between those who have God from God and those who don't. And yes, I would agree with you. I don't think it makes a doctrinal change. But again, if that phrase, filioque being absent or present, means there's multiple creeds, then you would also have to say this is now a fourth different Nicene Creed. Personally, I don't say that the recitation of the Nicene Creed with or without the filioque means that, like, there's multiple Nicene Creeds. Personally, I don't say that that makes two Nicene Creeds, right? I also wouldn't say, personally, that the phrase God from God means that there's multiple Nicene Creeds between those that have it and don't have it. I will say, however, that the difference between the original Nicene Creed and the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed, that does constitute two different versions to the Nicene Creed. Because the doctrines are significantly developed in the Council of Constantinople, whereas they're not present in any explicit way in the original. And there's a massive, massive section anathematizing the Arians that's completely absent in modern ones. I think that's enough to justify the position to say that there are multiple versions. But if you consider the presence or absence of the Nicene Creed as multiple, then I think you could probably say there are four different Nicene Creeds by that standard, right? So there's two to four, depending on how you're looking at it and depending on how you determine what's a different Nicene Creed. Okay. Let's see. Is true God of true God not equivalent? I would say that it's the same theologically, right? I don't think that there's a difference theologically with the phrase God from God and those that don't have it. But what I would say is that I do think that there is a theological difference between the filioque and its absence, right? Obviously, because this is a Trinitarian dogma. It does change your understanding of the doctrine of the Trinity. And so I do think that that's a significant difference. So personally, I wouldn't put the phrase God from God as something different, but I would say that the filioque does change some things. And I do think also that the original versus Niceno-Constantinopolitan certainly changes some things doctrinally. again, because of the silence of the original Nicene Creed on the divinity of the Holy Spirit. You could argue it's being assumed in the original Nicene Creed, but you would have to read that into it because the text itself doesn't say that. You would have to argue that the fathers assumed it And I think maybe some of them would have. And I think it's also clear some of the fathers at Nicaea would have rejected that doctrine, and hence why there was this big debate at the next council. Do the Orthodox have a list of dogmas? Great Wall asks. Good question. Well, nobody has an official list. Not one that's like an infallible list of infallible doctrines. At best, you could point to the Catechism of the Catholic Church for the Catholic Church to say that this contains a whole bunch of the dogmas. Probably not exhaustively all of them, but a lot of them. But it's not like an infallible list of infallible doctrines. Likewise, Orthodox do not have some kind of official list. You would have to point to various doctrines in the Eastern Orthodox churches that come from councils, and you would have to enumerate them that way, but there's no official list. It's not like the Patriarchate of Constantinople has put out an official list. And even if the Patriarch of Constantinople did, that doesn't mean that all of the other Orthodox churches would accept that as authoritative, because he doesn't necessarily speak for the other Orthodox communities in that way. So really, nobody has an official list in that sense. Again, even if you look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it's not giving you a list of dogmas, although there are dogmas contained in it. But it's not like an actual list. Okay. Great Wall says, it seems like having an official list in both camps would make a ton of sense to make sure people weren't being heretics. So in the Catholic Church, there could be a list. The Pope would put it out and would teach it ex cathedra. Or an ecumenical council would put out a list and solemnly propose it and define it solemnly as an official list. For the Orthodox, it would have to be promulgated in an ecumenical council. So in that case, the latter case for the Eastern Orthodox, you would have to get the all of the Orthodox churches on board with that council, and to receive it as authoritative, receive its judgments as authoritative. So you couldn't have a mechanism via reception to do that in Orthodoxy. And there are mechanisms to do that in Catholicism. Again, a solemn definition from an ecumenical council, a solemn definition from a pope ex cathedra, or even the ordinary and universal magisterium definitively proposing the list. So there are multiple mechanisms to do that in Catholicism. There are a number of reasons why I don't think that's been done. I have my theories as to why the Magisterium has not produced such a list. Okay. All right, well, I think that's it for now. Make sure to let me know what you think about this in the comment section. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. I hope you have found this informative. And hey, make sure to check out my course, where I'm going to be talking about the development of the doctrine of the Trinity at rtcourses.com on August 22nd. Make sure to reserve your spot for that. Again, rtcourses.com. And also consider becoming a channel member right here on YouTube to support my work. All right, that's going to do it for now. We'll see you later.